Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We do want to talk about the VFN top three on the torch. Man, top three on the torch. One of the things we want to share with you is let the main thing be the main thing. And this was the moment we found out that, you know, he who pursues righteousness and love finds life, prosperity, and honor. Think about that.
Yeah.
You know, he who pursues, righteousness and love. And so many people are focusing on so many different things today.
Right.
But if we set our hearts and our minds, like you talked about earlier in the extra hour, on the things above and on God, if we pursue righteousness, if we pursue love, think about it, then we will get, you will find life, we'll find prosperity, and we'll find honor. I mean, it's so, so important, you know, and we don't need to be distracted. We don't need to, listen, God promises us this. It's a promise if we can focus on what the main thing is, because so many times we get so distracted with so many things.
Right.
There's so many things grabbing for our attention.
Right.
Listen. It's not as complicated as religion has made it out to be. And it's not, you know, you don't have to be distracted. You can just focus on one thing. Listen, the main thing is Jesus. The main thing is walking in righteousness and standing with God to the best of our ability. We live a repentant life and we aim to please the Lord and we pursue a life of love. Listen, without love, we don't have anything. Doesn't matter what we're doing for God, what we're doing for others. If we do not have love, we're like a clanging cymbal.
Yep.
Just means nothing. And right. I think we, you know, oftentimes we need to slow down to the pace of love.
Mm-hmm. Don't matter how many gifts you've got, how many you can prophesy or sing like an angel. Means nothing.
And so it's important for us to slow down, right?
Mm-hmm.
Slow down. Because slow to the pace of love. You may not get a lot accomplished, but at the end, you will definitely leave a whole lot of love behind.
That's right.
And the love, listen, we can make it. We can make it. God and love and relationships, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
This is the glue that keeps it all together.
Faith, hope, and love, right?
That's right. These three remain. Also wanted to talk about number two, and we shared this on Friday, but we talked about how the United Nations just voted to recognize the state of Palestine as an observer state. We asked the question, was this a good idea? No. No. But you want to listen. You want to get informed. When we talk about Israel, we talk about what's been happening. We talk about how 138 nations voted yes. Yes.
Unbelievable.
And about eight of them stood with, you know, including the United States and Israel, stood against this.
Mm-hmm.
And what they're trying to do is circumvent Palestine from negotiating with Israel. And it's like, you're not going to force their hand into doing this. You know, you're not going to, you're not going to make them bring them to the table. They're going to have to want to deal with Israel and negotiate the right way.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very important. But listen, you know, you want to get up to date. You want to know what's happening, because this is going to play out here in the future. You're going to see more of this, and you don't want to miss this segment. And the last one we want to talk about in top three, we want to talk about the citizenship test and game. If you have missed this, you do not want to miss another this week. We're not going to tell you when right now, but this week, I am almost certain we are going to have the U.S. citizenship test and game. And basically what we've been doing, going on this journey where Greg is our host in this game that we're playing, we're reviewing the 100 tests, the citizenship questions, 100 questions on the United States citizenship test that someone who wants to become a citizen of the United States has to take.
That's right.
And so right now, Pat and I are entering 5 at a time.
Mm-hmm.
We have just completed our third round of questions.
That's right.
And we're a little concerned, because we may have some self-deportation going on here. We're You know, Samson Fright, as we were told, is
right,
you know,
right, not Samsonite, Samson Fright.
No, it's creeping at our doors, if you will. Mm-hmm. But this is really good. This is really good. And we're asked questions like, name one branch of the government.
Mm-hmm. I think got that one.
Oh. What stops one branch from the other becoming too powerful? You know, who's in charge of the executive branch? These are questions. Think about it. We have to know our history. If we don't know our history,
mm-hmm.
and if someone wants to come to this country, think about it. You would come to this country. You don't know anything about our nation.
Mm-hmm.
And you get to make it into something it's not. We talk about how great this country is. Did you know that right now in California, it's been reported by The Sun? I wanted to share this real quick. 70 people were protesting against an alleged maternal hotel in Chino Hills. Listen to this.
Mm-hmm.
Allegedly, there is a home in some neighborhood where women from China are coming, pregnant women, to give birth to their children on U.S. soil.
Really?
And the neighbors are protesting. We don't do this in our neighborhood. What's going on? I mean, think about what's happening. And people are coming over to the United States on vacation as tourists to have their children in the U.S. so that the children can become U.S. citizens.
Wow.
This is the blessed land that we live in. If we're not careful, we don't know we don't know our history. Believe you me, we are destined to lose it. Mm. We're destined to lose it. So that's the VFN Torch Top 3.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.